This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide, Layers of Love, Devoted Part 4. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Consider this. Ask the average person loosely familiar with the story and life of Jesus, and she or he will likely remember Peter most for one thing above all else. He denied Jesus. Yes, he was among the inner circle of disciples. He was the disciple who first articulated that foundational confession that Jesus is more than a prophet or teacher, but he is, in fact, the Christ, the very Son of the living God. Peter was the one who stepped out of the boat and onto the waves, who preached the inaugural sermon of the church at its birth, and who became a pioneer in the rising kingdom tide. And yet, we so often remember his denial above the rest. Why? Because in our way of keeping score, sin covers a multitude of love, but not so with Jesus. After his resurrection, Jesus directly confronted this defining sin of Peter's life. With what? With love. "Peter, do you love me?" he asked. Not once, but three times. Jesus covered the one moment Peter would have died to have back with the moment he would never forget. "I love you," Peter affirmed, once for every time he had denied. And then, in the strength of this love and the power of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 people joined the movement of Jesus as Peter preached at Pentecost. 3,000. 1,000 transformed lives for each of his denials. "Love covers a multitude of sins," Peter wrote. And this isn't poetry. It's experience. And once you've experienced it, you can't go on seeing others according to their defining sin. You will see them covered in thick layers of holy love as Jesus beckons you to join him in piling it on. The prayer. Jesus, thank you for your love. It has not only covered our sins, but transformed our hearts. Please keep moving us into deeper awakening until we are defined by our devoted love for God and others. The questions. Why do we remember Peter most for his defining failure? Name one defining trait for which you want to be remembered. Who do you see according to their defining sin? Name a different defining trait by which you can identify them instead. For The Awakening, I'm Matt LaRoy.